The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
I want you to imagine a backpack. Maybe when you're a bit younger, you carry the backpack to school, or maybe on camping or something like that. I want you to imagine a backpack, not very big, but I want you to imagine it's filled with a lot of heavy things. Books, bricks, maybe even a bowling ball. And then I want you to imagine that I ask you to carry this backpack all by yourself. You might try, you might even take a few steps, but then you might say, this is too heavy, Pastor Mark. And you might rest it down and take a rest. Now imagine something different. Imagine if I asked two of you to carry that backpack together. One holding one strap and the other holding the other. Suddenly the backpack feels lighter. You can walk further and you can even maybe talk and laugh with each other while you do it. And here's the secret. Nothing changed about the weight of the backpack. It's still got all the heavy stuff in there. But the number of people carrying it did. And that makes all the difference. And I'm not just talking about a physical backpack, I'm talking about an emotional backpack, or a backpack of things, an imaginary one that we pick up all sorts of things in life and we struggle and we bear down under its weight. Things like life in general, coping with that, with worries, questions and even joys. These things are better when we carry them together. It's interesting, you'll notice Jesus never sent his disciples out alone. He always paired them up. He knows that we grow best when we help each other. So today when you see your L plate, and there's still plenty of L plate stickers out the back, so on the table out the back, so pick one up, stick it on. I did this week and was able to share with people a little bit about what we're doing here. And let it remind you that it doesn't mean you are learning, it means we're learning together. We are made to grow together and be part of God's family. Let's continue that thought. One of the most persistent misunderstandings in modern Christianity is that the idea that faith is a private and a personal thing. It's something we must manage privately by ourselves. You have your faith, I have mine. Independently, we carry this faith, and maybe silently. We don't tend to talk about it a lot with others. Maybe we've absorbed the belief that our spiritual life is a personal project. It's between me and God. But there's also a horizontal dimension. Yes, there is a part of faith that is between me and God, very personal. We see that at the sacrament. That's God coming to you personally. And there is a personal aspect of faith. But faith is by no means a solo project. It's not something we should handle on our own. And that's what we sometimes think. We think we need to handle it and have it all figured out ourselves without burdening anybody else, especially with the problems and the struggles we face. That assumption that faith is a private thing shapes the way people pray, the way they deal with doubt, the way they handle hardship and grief, and even the way they participate in church. It's created a culture where people feel pressure to appear strong, to feel self-sufficient and stable, like we know what we're doing, even when we're struggling underneath the weight of life and its expectations. This week, as part of our L Plate People series, we're exploring a different vision, the idea that discipleship, that faith is meant to be shared. That faith grows best in community. And the L plate is a gentle reminder that we are not meant to carry everything alone. What did God say right at the beginning of creation when he made Adam? It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper. And he continues that in the church. He continued that with Israel, with putting them into a community gathered around him. As I said before, when we look at the way Jesus formed his disciples, his learners, we notice something important. He never sent them out alone. Whether it was the 12 or the 72, he paired them up. This was not because he doubted their abilities or he wanted to make things easier for them. It was because he understood that faith is strengthened through shared experience. It's why we gather together on a Sunday. We can be encouraged by another person and they can be encouraged and strengthened by us. And there is a sense of joy, a sense of family, of unity when we come together as one to worship God. When two people walk together, they encourage one another. They correct one another. They support each other and they remind each other what is true, especially in those times when we can't see it for ourselves. Perhaps when we're struggling, we need to be reminded of God's promises. We learn together. We fail together. Failure is part of the Christian life. You look at some of Jesus' disciples. I've got a book at home called 12 Disappointing Disciples. And weren't they 12 disappointing disciples? And yet Jesus changed the earth through them. He expected them to fail, but to learn from their failures. And what a joy to be able to fail spectacularly and do it together and be okay with that. That we are learners. We acknowledge that. We're honest. We don't have to have it all together and figured out. Maybe you excel in one area but struggle in another. And another person, they excel in an area and struggle in another. And you can help and balance each other out and lift each other up in the places where we struggle. It's not like saying, I'm better than you. It's saying, here's something God's given me and I can use it to help you as you help me. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of wisdom. It's difficult, it's easy to think faith is a personal matter when our culture, society around us, independence is celebrated as a virtue. And maybe some of the struggle for you when you get older is that you're losing your independence, and that's hard. And that's real. But we're taught that we are built to be independent people, to pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We admire people who can do everything on their own. We praise self-reliance and personal resilience. But in the life of faith, independence becomes a barrier and even a stumbling block. What was Adam and Eve's greatest sin? They wanted to be their own masters. They wanted to be independent from God, and look where that got them. It fractured everything. It made a mess of everything simply because they wanted to do it by themselves and be their own boss. Independence can prevent us from asking for help when we need it. It can make us feel ashamed of our struggles or our concerns or our questions. It can isolate us precisely in those moments where we need connection. The L plate is a challenge to that mindset. It reminds us that we are learners, and learners depend on another person. A learner driver has an instructor. We have Jesus who we are his learner disciples, and we have each other to learn from. We need each other. One of the reasons I think that many people feel overwhelmed in their spiritual lives is that they are trying to carry responsibilities or burdens that they were never meant to carry alone. They try to maintain faith without support. They try to navigate grief without companionship. They try to make decisions without guidance. They try to serve without rest. They try to grow without accountability. And over time, this becomes exhausting. It's exhausting to do it by yourself. And the L plate invites us to acknowledge that we need others, not just occasionally, but persistently and consistently. The early church understood this deeply. In the reading we heard this morning, we see a community that shares everything from meals to possessions to prayers. They gather regularly, not out of obligation, but because they know that they cannot follow Jesus in isolation. There is strength in numbers. They confess their sin to each other. They encourage one another. They support those who are struggling. They celebrate together and grieve together. Their faith is not a private matter. It is shared life. And this is not a romanticized ideal, it's a practical necessity. People grow when they are supported and encouraged and challenged, and when somebody accompanies them on the journey and is patient with them. Now, sharing the responsibility for faith does not mean that we hand over our spiritual life so that we become dependent in an unhealthy way. But it means recognizing that discipleship is a communal journey. It means recognizing or allowing others to speak into our lives. Maybe God has given them a word for us to help us along our way. It means being honest with each other about what we are carrying. It means offering support when we can, and receiving support when we need it. And I often think that's the harder of the two. The vulnerability to accept help from somebody, to admit that we need it. It means understanding that growth, our growth, is connected to the growth of each other. The L plate becomes a symbol of this shared responsibility. When you place it somewhere visible, and I hope you have, and there's still time to do so, it's not only a reminder that you are still learning, it's a reminder that others are still learning too. It encourages us to be patient with ourselves and patient with each other. It invites us to create space for people to be honest about their struggles. It challenges us to resist the temptation to pretend that everything is fine when it is not. And it opens the door for conversations that might not happen otherwise if we had tried to do it by ourselves. One of the most transformative practices in the life of faith is simply asking another Christian or another member of the congregation, what are you carrying at the moment? The question does not demand a dramatic explanation or confession or a detailed story. It simply creates an opportunity for honesty. When someone answers, I'm tired, or I'm worried, or I'm unsure, I'm grieving, I'm hopeful, I'm trying, They're sharing a piece of themselves and they're sharing a piece of their journey. When we respond with simple presence and listening rather than solutions, we are sharing the responsibility for the Christian faith. We are saying, you do not have to carry this alone. I'm here to walk the journey with you. I'm here to help you carry the load, or I'm here to point you to the one who already has. Many people hesitate to share what they are carrying because they feel they might be judged or misunderstood or dismissed. They worry that their struggles will be seen as a sign of weakness or failure. But when a church becomes a community of learners, a community where the L plate is normal and visible, those fears begin to fade. People feel safer to be honest when they know that everyone else is on this journey too. Everyone else is still learning. And everybody is struggling with something. They feel more comfortable asking for help when they know that help is part of the culture. They feel more connected when they realise that others might be carrying similar or heavier burdens than them. Sharing the responsibility of faith also means recognising that we have something to offer each other, even when we feel inadequate. You don't need to be an expert to support someone. You don't need to have all the answers. You do not need to be spiritually advanced or theologically trained. You simply need to be present and to listen. Sometimes the most meaningful thing you can do for somebody is to listen. It's to say, I see you. I hear you. You matter. Sometimes it's simple as praying for somebody. Sometimes it's just sitting quietly with somebody who is hurting. Sometimes it's sharing your own experience. Sometimes it's asking a gentle question. These small acts of companionship can have a profound effect on someone's life. This week, the invitation for you is to take one deliberate step towards sharing the responsibility for faith. It might be initiating a conversation with someone you trust and allowing yourself to be honest about something you're carrying. It might be asking someone else what they're carrying and listening without trying to fix anything. It might be offering a small act of support to someone who feels overwhelmed. It might be joining a group or reconnecting with a friend or reaching out to someone who's been on your mind lately. The goal is not to create dramatic change, but to practice the simple and steady work of shared discipleship. God has called us together as his family in this place. He has given a purpose for being together, to walk the journey with each other. And he has chosen each of you specifically for this work. As we continue this series, remember that the L plate is not a symbol of inadequacy. It's a symbol of willingness. Willingness to learn, willingness to grow, willingness to be honest, and willingness to walk alongside others. When we embrace this posture, we become a church where people feel supported, loved, and honoured. We become a church where people are connected to each other, connected to God, and encouraged in their faith. We become a community where faith is not a private burden, but a shared journey. And we become a place where disciples make disciples, not through programs or pressure, but through relationships marked by honesty, humility, and mutual care. May we be El Plate people. May we encourage each other. May we share the load of faith together. And may we be encouraged too as others share the load with us. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen. We're going to practice now what we just learnt. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to find another person and take a moment to share something that you are carrying. And they will share one thing that they are carrying. It doesn't have to be deep or overly personal. Just one thing. Once you've shared, I'm going to get you to pray for them, to pray for each other. Now, that could be a frightening prospect for some people. I acknowledge that. If you don't know what to say, simply pray for them by name. Say their name and then say, "May God give you the strength to carry your heavy load." In Jesus' name, amen. May God give you the strength to carry your heavy load. In Jesus' name. Or whatever comes to your mind. Just as a conversation, as I said before, we don't have to have it all together. We don't need the right words. I said the other day at Gospel Fluency that it's a matter of saying, "Dear God," and then just talk like you're having a conversation, and then say "Amen" at the end, and that's a prayer. So I'm going to do that. What's one thing that you're carrying? And then listen to the other person. What's one thing they're carrying? And then pray for each other. I'm going to get you to do that now. Wonderful to see so much sharing the responsibility for the faith, caring for each other, and I hope you were encouraged by that experience, even if it was a little daunting to start off with, to know what to say, but I saw lots of conversation and mutual caring for us, and that can only work to growing us together as God's family in this place.